How do you know if someone has been through a traumatic childhood? A post like that, right, is like fueling this idea that our childhood and the trauma of it will forever keep us down, and that we should try and spot people that are having these signs and we should blame their childhood. And look, while all of those things are definitely possible and for different people in different moments maybe somewhat useful, in reality, we should be trying to elevate our perception. We should be trying to elevate our consciousness. We should be trying to elevate the way that we look at the situation. And ultimately, what that means is that we should be thinking, what are the signs that someone has endured a traumatic childhood and is still an awesome person? And then you can make a list. All I'm sharing with you is the potential for us to just share and think in a bit more of a powerful, positive, uplifting way. It's just so that we can put out into the world more of what we'd like to feel, more of what we'd like to experience, more of what would make the world a better place for all of us.